So, for example, when we get, say, and somebody's an alcoholic, and at that time, the desire for alcohol comes within them, and say the doctors have told them that you should not drink, your health is dangerous, a relapse into alcoholism can be harmful for you. So, still, the person may drink. There are some countries, especially European countries, which are welfare states, where if a person is unemployed, the government provides some dole, some unemployment support for the people. Unfortunately, many young people who have got into drugs or into alcoholism, they take the money which the government provides for their subsistence, and instead of, they may be starving, but they take drugs. So the uncontrolled mind can be an enemy not just of the soul but also of the body. The body's basic need is food, but when the mind gets infatuated with a particular thing, with say drugs or drinks, then even at the cost of basic bodily needs, a person may crave for that and may use one's limited resources for that. So we can get, in a sense, stung by the mind even at a physical level. So when we take in substances that are harmful for us, when we take in, it do not be substances, it can be even ideas. It can be taken, we may take in, expose ourselves to certain desires, certain, by ideas I mean unnecessary criticisms, offenses, then they can poison our consciousness. So one of the most common ways in which you may get stung by the mind is by resentment. When things go wrong, quite often resentment of reality hurts more than reality. Say, if we are supposed, we are planning to go for a outing, a picnic with our friends, and just the night before that outing, we get fever, we get a flu. Now, flu itself is not very painful. It's weakening, and we may just have to lie in our bed. But inside, there is almost like someone whipping. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Everybody else is enjoying. Why am I suffering? Why did this happen? Why is life so unfair to me? So, at a physical level, the reality of having a flu is not that painful. But the resentment of that reality is far more painful. So resentment can be one way in which the mind can sting us. And it's alcoholism or drug addictions may be extreme, but resentment is quite common. And I recently gave a talk on how we can't be grateful for all situations, but we can be grateful in all situations. That means I can't be grateful that I have flu. Yeah, that's bad. But even when I have flu, I can be grateful. At least I am in a city where there are doctors. I got the appropriate medicine. There is an environment where I am taken care of. If something goes wrong, there are people who will care for me. We can look at the many things that are right in our life, and we can be grateful even in that situation. So, resentment is a way in which our mind can poison us. And cultivating a grateful attitude is one way in which we can counter that poison of resentment. In general, Piba Mana Shri Krishna Divya Aushadham, that the remembrance of Krishna is the antidote for the poison that is present in the mind. So whatever negativity that is present in the mind, which poisons us, if we can repeatedly expose ourselves to Krishna, we can take in more and more devotional impressions into our consciousness, then that will serve as an antidote to the poison within the mind. And not only will the poison not sting us, but the poison will gradually stop being there also. So sometimes we may be going through a territory where there are rattlesnakes. If we have to walk through that territory, then we have to be cautious and alert that we don't we keep a distance from rattlesnakes. So like right now our mind is like a rattlesnake infested territory, and there is poison in it. There are agents of poison like snakes in it. We just have to be cautious right now. The poison of resentment can come in. The poison of, we could say, even anger can come in. But gradually, if say by using certain means, the rattlesnakes are moved from the territory, then there is no poison. So like that, when we first of all, when we bring in Krishna, the remembrance of Krishna, even if we have been poisoned, we can cure that poison. That poison effect can be cured by the antidote of remembrance of Krishna. And further, if we keep invoking Krishna's presence, in fact, if we establish Krishna's presence in our consciousness, that means we become convinced that we are meant to be, that we are souls who are servants of Krishna, and whatever happens, I am meant to serve Krishna, then that can remove the rattlesnakes from the mind entirely. So then the mind will stop poisoning us. And then Krishna says, at that stage, the mind will become our friend. Right now, our mind is our enemy. But when we learn to purify the mind by fixing it on Krishna, when the mind becomes permeated with the presence of Krishna, then it becomes a friend. Okay? Any other questions?